best known as the founding former frontman of Hawk Nelson, Jason Dunn is back with an album called Formerly Known As, and here on Life, you're hearing his version of Holy Forever, and it's awesome. It's good to hear his powerful voice back on the radio again. Jason Dunn, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How you doing, man?
Doing awesome, and we're enjoying your new song and the new album. This project, if you had to describe, like, the theme, every project has a theme, right? What would it be for you?
Man, thanks. Thanks for having me. This is formerly known as, it came out on Friday, and it is where I've been in the last 15 years. I left Hawk Nelson in 2012, and I had a few years of trying to figure out my life without Jesus, and then my life with Jesus for the last 11 years, and it's been an incredible, wild journey, but it's been a lot of fun, and all these songs have just come to life in the last 15 years. I started writing this 15 years ago.
Wow.
And finally surrendered it and said, you know what, it's good enough, let's put it out, because people need to hear these songs, so here we are.
Yeah, and you're getting a lot of early streams, I mean, it's and great reviews, too. What does that mean to you after being away for a little while to be able to look and see that people are streaming your album and people are giving you good reviews and saying it's good to hear from you?
Yeah, it's. I'm actually shocked, and I know that sounds like self-deprecating, but like I legitimately, when I'm like, I'm going to put this out, but there's always that fear of like, are people going to care?
Right.
Do they just care that I was in Hawk Nelson? And now that that's done, like, are people even going to listen to this music? And I was pleasantly surprised, shocked even, that I said to my wife, you know what, if I get like 2,000 streams by the weekend, that would be sweet. I'd be really excited and happy with that.
Uh-huh.
And then it came out on Friday, and when I went to bed Friday, I woke up, it was like over 5,000 streams. I was like, oh my gosh, like, mm-hmm. Who would have known? And then by Sunday, it was 10,000, and now we're approaching 15,000 today. So, and yeah, crazy. Wow.
Well, and one of the songs, that the one that we're playing is called Holy Forever, which is a cover song, but you really rock it out. And what kind of led you in the direction of doing that one?
Well, man, that stemmed from being a worship director for a few years. I learned from working at a church how to lead worship, how to lead people into worship, and it was a really cool experience. And I learned a ton of stuff from working at a church, but like, I wish from what I'd learned there, I wish I had this in my utility belt. You know, when I was in Hawk Nelson, how to lead people, how to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered, I know one of the things I'm like, the strong points of my career in Hawk and past Hawk was I can entertain and I can lead people to, you know, I get on stage and I can get them just to kind of do what I ask them to do, you know.
Right.
I'd run it on stage even on this tour and like people get excited. I tell them to raise their hands, they're going to raise their hands. I tell them to jump, they're going to jump. I tell them to sing, they're going to sing along. And then suddenly you've got them like kind of like putty in your hand, and I can use that to the advantage of like, man, we're going to just take them in a direction towards Jesus.
Mm.
And so throughout my set, which is a, you know, it's a fun, energetic, high energy set, I can suddenly just turn it on, just like, hey, we're going to sing this song to Jesus. And the next thing you know, people are engaged in worship at a rock show.
Wow.
And it was really, really fascinating to see that God can move through punk rock and to just pay tribute to Jesus through songs like Holy Forever.
Mm.
I don't ever want to take that song out of my set now, because it was just a really cool dynamic just to see people, yeah, like I said, people just enter into a time of worship,
yeah,
at a punk rock show. It's, yeah, crazy.
Well, let's talk about that. You've been on stage recently touring with some other bands. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I just got up the road last week. I was out with Seventh Day Slumber, Magdalene Rose, and Nate Parrish. They're all like harder rock artists, you know, so they offered me the job last year, and we've done two tours together now since January, and it's been a blast. You know, I've known these guys, most of these guys anyways, for 20 odd years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And just to get back on the road with them, it's like we hadn't missed a day, and it's been a ton of fun. And yeah, they're like family again, and it's been great.
Awesome. Jason Dunn's song you're hearing on Life is Holy Forever. The album is Formerly Known As. Check it out. Jason Dunn, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.